We have spent a lot of time tackling some serious topics over the last couple of days, so I wanted to end the week here on a lighthearted note. It's been a couple of weeks since I've updated you guys on NBA ratings, so we're going to get into that today. Might sprinkle a little bit of an update on Major League Baseball as well. Now, I know we talked about WNBA ratings on Wednesday, but I do have some updated numbers for you from the games on ESPN Sunday night. I'm in a great mood today, and to be perfectly honest with you, I am in the mood to shit all over the WNBA again. I wish I was recording the smile on my face when I saw these WNBA numbers from Sunday night. I cannot wait to unload on this dump of a league. Nothing starts the weekend off better than watching the failure of the WNBA unfold right in front of your eyes. And I know that seems harsh. You just hate women. You always shit on women's sports. No, that's not true. I don't like the WNBA because they allow themselves to be used by the media. I don't like the WNBA because it is a league full of whiners, complainers, and most of all, pretenders. I can't stand fake. I can't stand people who present themselves as more influential than they really are. And I damn sure can't stand just about anything that the mainstream media promotes, and the fucking media relentlessly promotes the WNBA. I am a little bit surprised, though, by the mainstream media. With the NBA playoffs drawing the ratings that they're drawing right now, I figured we would be hearing more about it from the media. The last 2 years, when playoff ratings were in the shitter, the media oiled up their propaganda machine and they tried to make us believe things just weren't so bad for the NBA. Now that the NBA is hitting a ratings home run, most of the media is completely ignoring it. The LA Times, they published something about it earlier this week. Deadspin. Otherwise known as the internship program at Woke U. A couple of weeks ago, with the opening weekend of the NBA playoffs being the most watched since 2011, Deadspin published some of their typical bullshit. That's all I can call it. It was just typical Deadspin bullshit. They were claiming television ratings aren't the only way to measure the success of the NBA. That's like saying sales revenue isn't the only way to measure success of a retail business. Sure, their sales numbers are really low, but they are successful in other ways. For example, they tithe 10% to Woke United Methodist. They also make a pretty pink dress for young boys. I don't know if Deadspin knows this, but the NBA is a television product. There is only one way to measure the success of a television product: viewership, ratings. The vast majority of the NBA's revenue comes from their broadcast rights, TV deals. Go tell Adam Silver, go tell ESPN, ABC, TNT. Go tell them television ratings don't matter. They will slap the shit out of you. Other than the LA Times and Deadspin, I could not find another mainstream media outlet talking about the success of the NBA playoffs. Like I said, this was a major story throughout the media the last 2 years when the NBA was struggling. Now that they're experiencing great success, why is the media ignoring the story? Could it be because the NBA is no longer shoving wokeism down our throats? I know that's the reason the casual fans started watching again. Could the media be upset with the NBA because they're no longer allowing the league to be used to push myths and fantasies? I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. Here on the channel, though, we have been making the case for 2 years that the NBA should be centered around Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors. I even include Draymond Green in that statement. I don't like Draymond Green personally. I think he's one of the most overrated players in the NBA. But Draymond Green has become the heel of the playoffs. He has good heel heat. He doesn't have LeBron James go-away heat. As detestable as he can be, Draymond Green, he doesn't cause people to turn off the NBA. If anything, he actually draws people in so they can hopefully watch him lose or get elbowed in the face. If Adam Silver could eject himself out of the ass of LeBron James, he would realize the NBA is in great shape right now. You have a top draw in Kevin Durant, the biggest market in the country, and you have Steph Curry out west. Steph Curry and the Warriors, they have been the top draw in the NBA playoffs. Game 1 last week against Memphis, over 7 million viewers. Game 3 last Saturday, over 6 million. The Warriors have participated in 4 of the 6 most watched playoff games this year. The other two? Kevin Durant. Matter of fact, the other two big stars that are left in the playoffs, big stars, Giannis and Luka Doncic, maybe throw Chris Paul in that mix too. Either way, Steph Curry is beating all of them by an average of 2 million viewers a game. The NBA is doing so well right now. The last 2 weeks, TNT has been able to top Fox News as the most watched cable network on cable. The ideal situation right now for the NBA would be a Warriors-Celtics NBA Finals. Now, that is not likely to happen. Boston is probably going to get eliminated tonight by Milwaukee. But even if it's Bucks-Warriors, there should be a significant increase in ratings for the NBA Finals. What they don't want to happen is for Golden State to get eliminated. That's worst case scenario. Bucks, Suns didn't draw last year. Ja Morant, he's just not a mainstream level superstar yet. Heat, Sixers, that was a ratings disaster. The NBA needs the Warriors to make a deep playoff run. They need them to go all the way to the NBA Finals. Now, let me briefly touch on Major League Baseball real quick. Then we'll get to what I think all of you guys have been waiting for, the decimation of the WNBA. I'm just going to touch on baseball for 1 second because I'm too excited about these shitty WNBA numbers. Ratings for Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN, they're up about 4%, which is fine. That's great. They're averaging, I think it's about 1.7 million on ESPN Sunday nights, but it's the ratings for Tuesday Night Baseball on TBS that I find to be alarming. And the reason I say that, it shows the complete incompetence in Major League Baseball when it comes to marketing their product. This is the worst promoted sports league in America. Did you guys even know TBS shows baseball every Tuesday? Did you know that? I'm not talking about my baseball lovers. I'm talking about the casual baseball fan. Did you even know about Tuesday Night Baseball on TBS? Judging by the ratings, I'm going to say no. Last Tuesday night, Giants-Dodgers, two of the premier teams in the National League, they drew 139,000 people to TBS. That is pathetic. That is absolutely dreadful. There are more people with full stomachs in Ethiopia than watch Major League Baseball on TBS. Obviously, this is the least watched game of the season. God forbid if it wasn't. But they're coming off the record they set before with the Padres for the least watched game. The Padres and I don't remember who they played. Doesn't fucking matter because no one was watching. I believe they drew 160,000. Like I said, I bring this up because it shows you how poorly marketed Major League Baseball is. But that is okay. That is okay. Fans of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred, you can take solace in the fact that you are not the biggest, huge, embarrassing failure of the week. Even Bomani Jones, old Bobo, the man with the face that makes women grab the mace, the poster child of virginity, the man that created the category of huge, embarrassing failures. If it weren't for Bomani Jones, this category would not exist. No one does failure like Bomani Jones. But Bobo, I got some bad news for you. I'm not ready to take your crown just yet. Don't worry. Don't worry. You're still the number one failure. But there is a group of women that are coming for that crown. I would say they're going to turn that crown into a tiara, but most of these women, they prefer men's clothing, and they're damn sure more masculine than Bomani Jones. They are coming for your crown, dude. The women of the WNBA, they could be on the path to rewriting the standards of failure. When we talked about WNBA ratings on Wednesday, I mentioned the fact that the leagues, they generally see a spike in ratings opening weekend. After that, viewership tends to return to the mean. Last weekend was opening weekend for the WNBA regular season. We talked about the two games that aired on NBA TV Friday night that failed to crack the top 150 on cable. They were down there chilling in the basement with Bomani Jones, Bobo assuming the position, the WNBA strapping on. They drew 336,000 for their game on ESPN Saturday night, which represented a 10% increase over the 306,000 they averaged per game last season. Ladies and gentlemen, that is where the good news ends for opening weekend of the WNBA season. Sunday night, ESPN2 aired an exciting WNBA doubleheader. It was captivating television. 10 women with no name recognition running up and down the court, not making shots, causing hundreds of people to wake up Monday morning with a crick in their neck from falling asleep in their recliner. The early game Sunday night, it featured the Washington Woke versus the Minnesota Misogynist. It was an action-packed game with neither team able to score 80 points. Oh, it must have been a defensive struggle or some of the worst offensive basketball you've ever seen. The Woke Misogynist, two teams the media claim are full of social media influencers. They drew 105,000 viewers. I have seen more people at an Ohio State spring game than choose to watch this dump. But that's okay. That's okay. Because the WNBA, they were able to rebound. Ooh, yeah, they were able to rebound. The late game, it featured the Seattle Shitfucks versus the Las Vegas Limp Dicks. The ratings surged all the way to 143,000 people. That is what I call a massive audience. Last summer, all I heard from the mainstream media is the soaring television ratings in the WNBA. These women are revolutionary. Ratings are up 40%. Come watch these exciting women pretend to play basketball. Opening week of NFL season, opening day Major League Baseball, opening weekend of the NBA, most of the media will focus on the ratings. The entire month of April, the mainstream media, they have promoted the start of the WNBA. Last week, a writer for Sports Illustrated, he submitted his thesis for his doctorate at Woke U. It was a propaganda piece on Sue Bird. In the article, he stated how the WNBA is doing the impossible. Their ratings are surging in an era where ratings just don't surge. Ratings just don't surge in this era. I guess NBA playoff ratings aren't surging right now. I guess the NFL didn't see a surge in their ratings either last year. WNBA ratings last year, they didn't surge. They simply went from nothing to almost nothing. Guess how many mainstream media outlets covered ratings for the opening weekend of the WNBA season? Just take a wild guess. You already know the answer. Now, what do you think would have happened had the WNBA hit 400,000, 500,000, maybe even 600,000? It would be the headline at ESPN. The New York Times would claim the WNBA is trending. You would have to combine all four nationally televised games last weekend for the WNBA to eclipse 600,000 viewers. This league is a fucking dump, and they have proven it time and time again. I'm telling you, Bomani Jones, you better watch out. I'm not kidding when I tell you the WNBA is coming for your crown. But let me know what you guys think. The NBA, they continue to do well in playoff ratings. Major League Baseball proves their marketing incompetence. And the WNBA, with all the free media promotion they receive, they still can't draw flies to a pile of elephant shit. Let me know what you think. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.